Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Women's Soccer Zone. Last night I was invited along to Madame Tussauds to attend the English FA's end of season Women's Football Awards, where a number of players and staff were recognised for their achievements over the course of the last year. Managed to grab a couple of interviews on the night and a few more this morning off of the back of the awards, and I wanted to bring you some insight and views from some of the winners. So, not wasting any more time, I will bring you the first interview, which was with the FA Women's Super League 2 player of the season, Fran Kirby of Reading Women FC. So here she is.
Fran, been quite a year for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a great year for me, I think. At the beginning of the season, I didn't think that it would be as good as it has been, but yeah, I've really enjoyed it and yeah, loved it.
Picking up Player of the Year, I know that you had some good competition, players like Beth Mead, that must make you quite proud.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you look in the league, we've got some great players who actually play in it, and I think to win this award over some great players, especially Beth Mead, Millie Bright, it's just, yeah, I'm really proud, and yeah, I hope to do the same next season.
Now, the news has come out today that you are going to be the first player in WSL2 to become professional. Tell me what that means to you, to know that you're going to be playing for a club that you've been at for a number of years as a professional from next year on.
It's absolutely amazing. It's something that I'm really proud of and that I'm really looking forward to, and I think it's great for the club to be so supportive behind me, and also hopefully they'll be so supportive behind all the girls, and yeah, I'm just hoping to motivate the other girls and then yeah, go from there.
Now, I tweeted out that I know there was interest in acquiring your services in WSL1. Is this, I mean, for me, this shows an incredible loyalty from you to commit to Reading. Why is it that you felt it was important to stay on next season when, arguably, with your England appearances this year, you could have gone and played in WSL1? Why did you feel it was important to stay at Reading?
I mean, I think for me, it was more I had the opportunity to do it at Reading, and I've been there since I was so young, and I really enjoyed being there. I love all the girls, I love all the staff, and it's more like a home to me now. And I think, obviously, there was speculation that clubs been in contact with me, which wasn't particularly true. I haven't really had much contact with many other clubs, so when the opportunity arrived at Reading, I was just going to take it with both hands, and if I can turn professional, whether that's Reading, whether that's anywhere else, and yeah, I've got to take it.
And a final question, next week, huge game at Wembley coming up against Germany. You are in the squad. I'm sure there is a part of you that hopefully you'll be involved. How big an opportunity is this for you to play on the biggest stage, and how much are you looking forward to it?
I'm really looking forward to it, and I think I'm really honoured to just be considered in the squad, whether that's actually playing in the 11, if I'm in the stands, if I'm on the bench. I'm just really happy to be involved, and I think every girl dreams of being involved in this game that's going to be at Wembley, and yeah, I'm just really looking forward to it and really looking forward to the challenge.
Congratulations on the award, Fran. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you very much.
Women's Soccer Zone. Follow the show on Twitter at WOSO Zone.
So congratulations to Fran on her FA Women's Super League 2 Players Player of the Year award. For your reference, the FA Women's Super League 1 award went to Ji So-yoon of Chelsea Ladies. Ji, who wasn't present at the awards, accepted her accolade via video message and was incredibly complimentary of the players and staff around her at Chelsea Ladies. So no doubt a popular winner, of course, nominated alongside Birmingham City Ladies Karen Carney and Notts County Ladies Jess Clark, both of whom would have been worthy winners as well. So moving on to the FA Women's Super League Club of the Year. First off, you are going to hear from Matt Beard of Liverpool Ladies, followed by Jamie Sherwood of Yeovil Town Ladies, who picked up the second division award. So here they are. Okay, Matt, so Liverpool Ladies, FA Women's Super League 1 Club of the Year. You won a league title on the pitch. Must be nice to be recognised for things going off the field as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think especially for Angela Roberts and Kevin Guy that, you know, work hard behind the scenes for the club to help us produce on the pitch. So I'm delighted, you know, that you know, we've got that recognition for the hard work that goes on behind the scenes.
You're very modest. We were talking just before we came on to recording. You were saying a lot of it is about what's going on off the field. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to produce things on the field for them to do the work that they do. So I guess it's a show of how well things are working collaboratively.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, I think if you look at, you know, the club talk a lot about the one club mentality and, you know, the support from, you know, the people at Liverpool Football Club is, you know, it's invaluable to us and, you know, just for me, from a football perspective, to have access to some of the, you know, the football staff that I can speak to, it's really, really important, which helps us on the pitch as well. But no, as I said, you know, they deserve a lot of credit for the work that goes behind the scenes that sometimes goes unnoticed.
A little bit less dramatic, this award, than the last time you were picking up a trophy.
I mean, obviously, we were delighted to win the league again. Didn't expect it, but we did. But no, it's nice, as I said, for the club to recognise for the work that they're doing.
I haven't had a chance to speak to you since that dramatic day. Did this title feel a little bit more special than the first one because of the way that you won it, and also because it's always harder to defend a title than win the first one?
I mean, both. You know, both title wins were sort of obviously in different circumstances. You know, going into the first one was in our hands, going into the second one it wasn't. But I mean, especially with all the injuries that we had, especially the first part of the season, you know, to get there or cross the line at the end and, you know, get your hands back on a trophy, it's fantastic. And you know, the players again deserve a lot of credit for, you know, just keeping us in it mathematically throughout the season.
And you had a little taste of the Champions League. Sadly, it didn't go quite according to plan. Is the plan now to try and build a squad that is not only going to be ready for the Women's Super League next year, defending your title again, but also trying to get one that's prepared for next season's Champions League as well?
Yeah, definitely. It's something I learnt more in them two games than I did in probably the whole 2 years, you know, at the club. So it's something that, you know, I know where we're in Stamford and how we can compete in that tournament now. You know, I do think that second game was probably a game too much for us. You know, it's four games in 11 days and it was a tough night in Sweden.
OK, Jamie, Yeovil Town, ladies, FA Women's Super League 2 Club of the Year. How much of a shock was it when you heard your name read out last night?
It was a huge shock for all of us sat around the table. We all looked at each other and were completely surprised. To be even shortlisted against a club like Liverpool, obviously we were going up for the one award, and the award's now been split into two divisions, which I think is correct. And you know, the club have worked really hard on and off the pitch this season, and just goes to show we've walked a massive surprise, but we're walking away with massive smiles on our faces. So it's people that have been involved with the club previously, and all the work that the matchday volunteers, without them we wouldn't be able to do any of the activities with the children that come into the pitches, you know, our hospitality, the tea bar, you know, things like that. That without those people we wouldn't be able to make sure that we exist on a match day. So yeah, it's an award that's not just for staff members of the club, it goes to everyone, fans, players, and more importantly the volunteers that help us, you know, achieve what we're looking to in the next couple of years.
What is it that makes Yeovil such a special club? As an outsider looking in, you hear such good things about it, very active on social media, comes across as a very family orientated club. Why is it that people have such a fondness for it?
It's one of those clubs. It's one of those clubs that tugs at your heartstrings. You know me, I joined that club as a fan at the beginning of the season. My wife was playing there and I was a fan. And I went down to one of the games and I thought to myself, yeah, this is I want to bring Alfie, I want to bring Bella down here. So ultimately, I don't know what that hook is. It's just, there is a hook there. There's just such a good vibe about the place. See, the people that are involved with the club, that's what really sets the ethos and the tone. We've got great leadership by the chairman and the directors of our board, who actually care about what the club is and what it looks like, and how it's portrayed. And we work very hard to make sure that we keep that environment right. And like I said, I joined the club as a fan. Luckily, I was involved. I have to become part of the coaching team and now the manager. What is that special ingredient? I don't know, but we've got it. And it's a great club to be at.
And finally, obviously, an encouraging first season in the WSL 2. How do you build on that for 2015 and try and push the club on even further?
Well, 2015 is an exciting year. Obviously, as Club of the Year now off the pitch, we've got that as an award that we can shelf, put on the shelf, and really benchmark ourselves against. So off the pitch and around the activities of the club, we have to make sure that we maintain and develop a few more programmes to make sure that we can be in contention for an award like this next year. On the pitch, bit of the same really. We keep the squad together. We make sure that we get the right ethos again, and hopefully add one or two that will come into the club to add, you know, a bit more quality, maybe a bit more experience in WSL football. And we've got a plan in place. We would like to have promotion within 3 years. I met with the chairman of the men's club last Friday, and his challenge to me was we want top flight football at Hewish Park. I shook his hand and I had a massive smile on my face, and I said we'll go for it. So we'll do everything we can on the pitch, in the training areas, player recruitment, coaching recruitment. We want the best players, but not just the best players who are there just to be the best players. We want the right players as well. We want the right attitude, the right ethos that can fit into what we feel is special about our club.
Women's Soccer Zone. Follow the show on Twitter at WOSO Zone.
So big thanks to Matt and to Jamie, and congratulations, of course, to both Liverpool ladies and Yeovil Town ladies on their individual accolades. We'll now move on to the FA Women's Premier League Club of the Year, which was won by Sheffield FC. And I managed to catch up with their manager, Helen Mitchell, who had a very good night as they cleaned up at the awards. So here she is. So, Helen, we're talking a day after the Women's Football Awards held in London. Sheffield FC, you cleaned up, didn't you?
We did quite well, yeah. Better than we were expecting to do, to be honest. Nominated in four categories, and we didn't expect to win all four at all. We knew, obviously, Jodie had picked up top goalscorer, but the other three were, a bit of a lottery, really, with obviously very strong nominees in all those categories. So we were really pleased with how the evening went.
But it's not just a case of winning awards off the pitch. You're obviously doing very well on it at the moment. What's the secret to the success of what's going on at the club at the moment, both on and off the field?
Yeah, I mean, the on-the-pitch stuff is what gets noticed, obviously. And, the awards come as a result of your performances. We had a very good season last year on the pitch, winning, three trophies, two in the Premier League, which was brilliant. First time we've gone the League Cup. Off the pitch, we are working hard to try and improve and keep pace with the game as it moves, more and more professional. So, and that's difficult because we're a non-league club. Our men's team plays non-league football, so there isn't a great resource for us to tap into. So we have to work very hard at that. And we're often calling in favours. We have a lot of very keen volunteers working for us, so it's keeping them happy and doing what they do for the club that keeps us in good shape, really.
Now, you've got a young star striker by the name of Jodie Mikowska, who for a number of years now has finished top scorer in the Women's Premier League North. How are you managing to keep hold of her, and what's the secret to her success on the field? Because she is she's pretty prolific, isn't she?
A top-class player. Jodie really could play at a higher level, no question. A lot of clubs have asked about her, Jodie's situation in life, really, I think that it's her choice not to play at a higher level. She's got a young family, had a daughter about 4 years ago, so that's her priority, and she would find it very difficult to go, for example, professional and be training every day. And fitting that around the demands of a family. So, that's really why we're able to hang on to Jodie. She wants something that's local and not taking up, massive amounts of time during the week when she'd be away from the family, travelling and playing, all over the country.
Now, obviously, she won Women's Premier League Player of the Year in the North Division. You won Manager of the Year. The club got Women's Premier League Club of the Year in the North as well. Was there any award out of those that were more satisfying than any other?
I think Club of the Year was the most satisfying one for me personally, and just kind of reflected the whole package that we've got at Sheffield. Yes, we had a great season on the pitch last year, but that, hasn't come in isolation. There's been an awful lot of work building up to that for the last 10 years. And, when we started out, we never expected to get to where we are now, but we have. Through some means, I'm not really sure how myself sometimes when I think back to where we started, but that's the award last night for Club of the Season, I think, was just, for me, you know, culmination of all that hard work and reflects the massive commitment that the players have made to the club, particularly last year, but also the year before and the years running up to last season, which allowed us really to assemble a really strong team and perform the way we did last year. So that one for me would be the most satisfying, definitely.
Final question. Obviously, with the football pyramid forever changing, I know there are plans in place potentially for teams in the Women's Premier League to have an avenue to get into the Women's Super League. I guess for you guys, that is the ultimate aim, to be competing in those top two divisions.
Yeah, I think it's got to be. I mean, the reason you play sport competitively is to play at the highest level you can. And, you know, that is ultimately what we want to do as a club. That's been our motivation over the last few seasons. It's been frustrating that we've, you know, won the league for the last couple of years and not then had the reward of a promotion and a new challenge, playing against, you know, higher clubs and you know, different challenge at that event. So, you know, I think you've got to want it if you want it to continue to progress as a club, which we are. You know, but obviously there'll be, for us, you know, there's another 10, 12 teams in the Premier League that will want exactly the same thing. So, you know, it is right that promotion's been opened up. I mean, it'd be nice if there were two places rather than just the one, I think, to reflect, you know, the rest of the women's pyramid, that winners of each division get promoted. But maybe that'll be something that comes into fruition later on.
Women's Soccer Zone. Listen to the show on Audioboom or download via iTunes. Just search for Women's Soccer Zone.
So big thanks to Helen there. Final interview wasn't actually with one of the winners, but I did manage to catch up with Bristol Academy manager Dave Edmondson 24 hours after his club went through to the last eight of the UEFA Women's Champions League. So I wanted to catch up with him to get some of his views on what proved to be a very memorable night for his team and supporters of Bristol Academy. So here he is giving me some views on that game.
Okay, so I'm joined by a very happy Dave Edmondson 24 hours after Bristol Academy reached the last eight of the Women's Champions League. We're at the FA Women's Award. He's got a beer in his hand, so clearly he's very happy and celebrating. Dave, tell me what it was like when the final whistle went last night.
Mixture of relief, pride, exhaustion, bit of everything really.
Now, you're used to winning. We know that you won the W League down in Australia with Melbourne Victory last year. How did last night's experience of winning compare to that?
I don't know really. Totally different. I'd say certainly on a par with, you know, over two legs against Barcelona. The resources they've got, the quality of player they've got. Like I say, very different because it's, you know, it's just one round in the competition. It's if it was a Champions League final, then I'd say it topped the W League. Even the W League final was a bit strange because it was billed as a huge game and it was quite a comfortable win, to be honest. Last night, the two legs against Barcelona were energy sapping, brain sapping. They were two really, really tough games. So, from a pride point of view, probably a bigger pride from the Barcelona games than the grand final win. But like I say, you can't actually compete with having a trophy, and that's what we got at the end of the W League. And last night was really just another step on the way towards a trophy.
Bit of a wait now. You've got potentially a couple of clubs from Sweden, a couple of clubs from Germany. You've got PSG from France. You've also got Bromby from Denmark and Glasgow City, obviously, also representing Britain. Any preference I know you might get in the quarterfinal?
Not really. You know, there's swings and roundabouts with whoever you get. At this stage of the competition, every team is strong. You know, it's time to recruit players between now and then as well. So, really, we'll see on Wednesday. We'll see who we get, and we'll work towards it as soon as we know who we've got.
Congratulations, great win, and we'll see you again in the quarterfinal.
Cool, thank you.
Women's Soccer Zone would like to thank our partners, She Kicks Magazine. Subscribe at shekicks.net for even more women's football.
So big thanks to Dave there, and congratulations to Bristol Academy as they await their fate as to who they will face in the last eight of the Women's Champions League. And that brings us to the end of this mini show. Many thanks to those who gave up their time for an interview. If you wish to see the full list of winners from the evening, then I recommend you go to the English FA's website where they will have all the details. And that will bring us to the end. So thank you very much. Don't forget, we did release a show earlier this week that featured Anita Asante and Ali Riley. So do visit audioboom.com/WOSOZone to hear that, or go onto iTunes and download it. So many thanks, and we'll speak to you all very soon.